Seems like everybody knows someone that's on Ozempic or one of these semaglutides to help you lose weight. But maybe that's not the route you want to go. Is there actually magic foods that will mimic the same results? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider. The Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. I can just eat something and be skinny, Wider? Tell me.
Really, really funny and very interesting. Obviously, as you mentioned, Anna, a lot of people know someone on a semaglutide. Due to this, a lot of people are trying to find alternatives to the weight loss drug. What the semaglutide does is it sort of manipulates the hormones in your body that make you feel more full. And if you ask a lot of nutritionists, the key really is to feel full as long as possible. They contain a lot of soluble fibers, these foods, and there are a whole host of them. And people, you know, you can't just eat one overnight and become very skinny. But if you incorporate these into your diet over a couple months, the chances are you're going to feel full for longer, eat less, and definitely lose weight.
Okay. So what are these food products? Gravel?
Please be French fries.
Glass? What things do we have to shove down our throats?
Cheeseburgers.
Cotton balls.
You're right.
Yeah, really. Here's the funny thing. So cottage cheese was definitely having a moment in 2023, and it continues to have a moment in 2024. There were videos on TikTok. They racked up over 1.3 billion views, okay? Just a half cup of low-fat cottage cheese has 80 calories and 14 grams of protein.
Have you had cottage cheese before?
Imagine it doesn't taste like a booger or feel like a booger going down your throat.
Oh,
and
God.
It's more like a cheeseburger. Do that.
I've never had it. Have you had it, Raven?
I think I've had it on top of like a grapefruit or a piece of fruit or something like that. And it was terrible.
Yeah, like a melon. You never had that, Adam?
Yeah, no. And it was terrible that way, too.
You know, my dad, growing up, one of his favorite sayings is, what am I, cottage cheese? Right?
See, nobody wants it. Nobody wants it.
And ever since then, like for some reason, it always struck me as something I never wanted because he would use it like that all. What am I? Cottage cheese over here? I'm cottage cheese.
Please, the next time you see your father, just ask him to describe cottage cheese and then bring that audio to me.
Right.
I want to hear that.
Another big one are lentils. Lentils are a big part of this, like legume family, and legumes are all really, really high in fiber. What's interesting is they contain soluble fibers that soak up water. When you ingest them and you're digesting, they sort of expand in your stomach and make you feel full for much longer. They're in minestrone soup. They're in bean stews. They make you digest much more slowly, which is exactly what the semaglutides do, making you feel fuller longer.
You know what else absorbs liquids, Anna, and expands? Kitty litter, sawdust. I mean, any of those things.
And cotton balls.
Right.
My mom puts sausage in minestrone soup, which I'm sure doesn't help the situation here. But
going against
delicious.
The grain, but delicious.
Yeah.
Right.
The next one on the category is sprouts and broccoli. So veggies like broccoli and cauliflower, even Brussels sprouts, cruciferous vegetables like that can keep you fuller longer. And the next one, which is a little bit more palatable, is eating eggs. There was a recent study that showed us that you can eat up to like 9 or 10 eggs in a week and your cholesterol will not go up considerably. Eggs are really, really high in omega-3 fatty acids. They're very, very high in protein, and they can keep you full for longer, as can fish, by the way. Definitely incorporate some of these foods in your diet, and the trick is to stay full for longer, and many of these foods will do that.
Many of these foods, Anna, the best way to get it to taste like a cheeseburger is to feed it to the cow.
Oh.
And then have a cheeseburger.
Okay. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.